8-9-5-6-5. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Good Thursday afternoon, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We're going to cover tidbits today because they're important. And I am going to start out with something that I began yesterday. This is concerning the coming election in 2022 and 2024, if we have one. And as I was talking yesterday about a McLaughlin poll, Trump's coming electoral landslide. Now, in it, I started to read the article. This is out of Newsmax.com. And according to the poll that was taken between September the 9th and the 14th, voters are most likely, they are definitely not confident that Biden will even finish out his four-year term. We know that's not going to happen. He won't be able to. His shelf life is just about over. I don't think he's going to make it to the 2022 election. I don't know how he'll make it another 6 months. Then also, it said that President Biden is going to be 82 in 2004, and it's likely that he will not finish out the term, which I agree with. And they're saying that Kamala Harris will probably be president before the end of Biden's four-year term. So the Democrats in 2024, in their presidential primary, what's going to likely happen is that Vice President Harris is going to be able to start out as the front runner with the Democrat Party. She's going to be the one that they're going to probably push for the presidency. In second place, and a far second, is Michelle Obama. 17% of the vote. So I doubt Michelle Obama. No, she will not, or he will not. Now, I don't know if this audience, I think this audience probably recognizes the fact that Michelle Obama really is a man. There was a woman what was the comedian's name that talked about Michelle Obama being a tranny, Joan Rivers, and she died within a month. She was murdered while she sat on the dentist chair. She overdosed accidentally, intentionally. So anyhow, Michelle Obama is an absolute no. He doesn't have the charisma. He does not have the intellect. He does not compare to his lover, Barry Satoru. That's just the truth. Now, for those that are really questioning if this is true, I have to ask you, you go to, not Google, you go to the search engines like Startpage or DuckDuckGo, and you do your research. And you do the research that other people have done. And not necessarily conservatives, not necessarily Republicans, but people that have been honest in the news agencies, the smaller ones. They have done the work. They have looked into the relationship with Barack and Michael, and you go back And the research has found that that's really her name, his name, Michael. And if you go back and look even further, you find that this is a rent-a-family couple. They rented the two children, Malia and I forgot the other girl's name. I know you may think this is bizarre, but if I could sit down with any one of you and show you the research, show you the documentation, give you the sources, and show you the family that really gave birth to these two girls, then you would still not believe it. Many Democrats would not believe it. Why? Because it messes with their hatred. And this is what it's about. We have moved into a time where hatred rules. The hatred of Donald Trump. The hatred of so many things. Freedom. So, anyhow, going on with this article. Now, if Trump decides to run again, which he will not, for the conservatives out there, the Trump supporters out there, which nobody is a bigger Trump supporter than me, because I see Donald Trump in the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Nobody supports Donald Trump more than me. I don't care what anybody says. You cannot support him more than me, because he is in the Bible. I know God put him in as president, and that is the way it is. I have the verses to prove it, and then on top of that, the history to prove that prophecy was fulfilled with Donald Trump. But should he run, which he won't, he has an 84% approval. In the Republican Party, a field of 15 potential primary opponents, Trump has the highest vote ever, 59%. This is still according to the McLaughlin poll. Mike Pence, 10%. Pedophile Mike. Now, I know, again, if you could do it and sit down with me and go through the past history of Michael Pence while he was governor, and you look at the facts, you look at the research, the documentation, you realize this man was a Judas Iscariot in the Trump administration from the very beginning. I don't know who was the people in the Trump administration that pushed for this squeaky clean Mike Pence, who is anything but squeaky clean. So, the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Again, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. We'll be right back.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls in a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls in a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his
cage. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Check a Pro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Check-A-Pro radio show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293.
Hey, folks, the Rev here.
What's up, guys? Bucky Dillon.
Hey, you have got to come to the station Friday night. Got to be here. We're having Subway for dinner, and then a guest speaker. Me, the
Rev.
Special
guest.
That's right. Special. Very special. We are going to talk about hardcore urban survival after the Great Reset, the collapse.
Also, keep in mind, free Subway. Come get yourself a sandwich from 6 to 8 right here at the radio station.
See you there.
Continuing, so finishing up a little bit with this coming election that's taking place, Mike Pence is not to you Christians that supported Mike Pence, because Mike Pence is a supposed Christian. As a minister, I look at the fruit, I look at the history, I look to see this man was a Judas Iscariot from the minute he became the vice president. He was a subtle snake in the grass. So in the should Trump run again, which he won't, again, he is a forerunner. But again, he will not run. The Bible says he will not be president again. He cannot recover from what was stolen. He cannot recover it. Okay, now I'm going to go to another article. This is out of the Asia Times. It's important that I go through these quickly so you can see what's happening. We're at war with China, and the escalation of the hostility between the United States and China is higher than it's ever been. Hostility between the United States and Russia, higher than it's ever been, even in the Cold War. Japan and Vietnam are gently coming together against China. This is out of the AsiaTimes.com. This is on the 21st of September. The United States, the Britain, and the Australia, when they dropped their nuclear submarine bombshell last week, the whole world took notice of that. That's something that you cannot dismiss. By the UK and the United States selling these submarines to Australia has caused a great rift in Europe. And as we get into the program, France has now been joined by Germany in this problem. But going back to this article, there's a potential game change meeting between Japanese Defense Minister Nobuo Kishi and his Vietnamese counterpart Phan Van Giang. In Hanoi, the two defense chiefs signed an unprecedented agreement allowing for the sale of military equipment and sharing of defense technology between Japan's self-defense forces and the Vietnam military. The deal marks a bilateral military warming trend. In March 2020, Japan agreed in a meeting between defense ministry officials in Hanoi to provide Vietnam with technologies for building military ships. Then they agreed to strengthen ties between the Vietnamese army and Japan's ground self-defense force, including more visits by the latter's ships and aircraft to Vietnam. So, what is important about this? China is pushing the Asian sisters to join with her in retaliation against the United States naval forces in the Middle East. China claims 90% of the South China Sea. Should China take over and control the South China Sea, Vietnam will never get her merchandise to international market. The goods that come out of, including high-tech chips, things of this nature, will never get into the port, out of the port, and make it to international waters. So Vietnam has been at war, in a sense, an undeclared war with China's expansion. Secondly, people don't know that China, there is a slave, there is a trade of Vietnamese women that are being abducted and taken to the Chinese border and sold in slave markets into China to the young men in China who have no one to marry because of the murder laws that China's had in place for 50 years, 40 years. One child per family, and that child better be a male. Well, there's a shortage of women, and China has been paying top dollar for girls of marriage age and younger, and there is a human trafficking problem of young girls, and a lot of them come right out of Vietnam and the other nations south of China. So that's another problem. While embracing Japanese and U.S. overtures to help shore up security, Hanoi is careful not to overly irk China. There's no way that they're not going to irk China. But Vietnam has got to do something to protect herself, because it's just a matter of time when China decides to press Vietnam or force Vietnam to join and to ally itself with China in the war that's coming. And that war is Armageddon. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh reportedly assured Chinese Ambassador Zhang Bo that Vietnam will not side against China. But Vietnam's rising initiatives with the U.S. and Japan, two of the core four Quad members, along with India and Australia, will inevitably be seen in Beijing as antagonistic. So, we are moving into a, I don't want to say interesting, we're moving into a dangerous war, a world. Then, in Europe, let's jump back to Europe. This is out of DW.com. German minister states submarine dispute is a wake-up call. Germany's European affairs minister said it will be difficult to rebuild trust between the EU and its allies as the United States, UK, and Australia insist that long-term relations with France won't be affected. No, the relationship with America now, with the UK and France, has been pretty much destroyed. This is kind of, I see this as Bible prophecy being fulfilled, because in the EU, there are going to be nations that eventually are going to be anti-US policy, and it is now begun. And at some point in the future, for those who understand and know Bible prophecy, three nations are pretty much going to have a hardship with the United States of America. Continuing, two European diplomats also told reporters that the EU ambassadors have postponed discussions to prepare for the new European Union-U.S. Trade and Technology Council, which is to take place on September 29th, because they are protesting the submarine deal between the United States and Australia. In the quest for world hegemony, the United States cannot allow China to expand, to get more powerful economically, to gain more economic power and more military power, because you let the cancer, well, I don't want to use that term, you let your enemy become too big and too powerful, it's going to be more difficult to keep that enemy in control. And the United States, Donald Trump made it clear during his administration, the threat was China. And when this administration took over, they did not want to admit the threat was China. They were working with China. Why? To overthrow the presidency of Donald Trump. But now that Trump is out, now they have to go back to Trump's policies to continue with sanctions on China, to keep China from having access to our technology, and to keep China from expanding militarily, and especially to expand militarily, I go back to the South China Sea. Once China takes over the South China Sea, it's basically over for the Asian sisters. It's over for Taiwan. Nobody's talking about South Korea. Over for South Korea. Japan is going to have a hard go of it. China's not going to be able to invade Japan because Japan will do everything possible to keep the Chinese from landing on her shores. But the Philippine nations and that whole swing of nations, islands, is going to be property of China. Vietnam, Vietnam, Thailand, India is one of the nations that will oppose China's expansionism greatly. I don't know if India is going to, her forces are going to end up in Armageddon also. Somewhere down the line, I think the West is going to bail on the Asian nations and we're going to have problems, more problems than presently. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that there are questions that need to be answered because of what happened. And she told CNN that one of our member states, France, has been treated in a way that is not acceptable, like a red-headed stepchild. We want to know what happened and why. Josep Borrell, the EU's top diplomat said, EU ministers expressed solidarity with France. In a press conference ahead of the meeting on Monday, which is taking place now, kind of wrapping up, they've been in these negotiations there in Europe this week. Boris Johnson has been here at the White House pushing globalist agendas with this administration, with the industry. So he's still here. I think he's leaving today. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian was unable to restrain his contempt over the security pact between the U.S., the U.K., and Australia, describing it as a crisis of trust. And it is. Now, for the people that have studied the Bibles, the prophecies of the Bible at the end of the world, there are going to be 10 nations that are kind of basically nations that will be working together, and 3 of those 10 is going to be removed from their positions of power. I wonder if Germany and France are 2 of those nations. Okay. Now, again, in Germany stated that France was being snubbed by Australia in favor of a partnership with the United States and the UK. And this is a signal to continental European nations to stand together and boost self-reliance. Now, this term, boost self-reliance, is presently there is a multipolar world. There are groups of nations that are pushing back at United States policies, American policies, whether they be military, economic policies, they're pushing back. America can't stand that, can't have it. America is trying to move forward with a bipolar or a hegemic, one-world ruling empire that's going to rule all things, and Turkey to some degree, Russia for sure, China, definitely, some nations out of the Middle East are pushing back at American policies. And it's kind of creating havoc for this administration. So, podcast 1360, KHNC.com, The Present Truth. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Hi, folks. J.D. the Colorado Deplorable here, and I want to tell you about EnviroShapes Concrete, a local veteran-owned company doing business along the Front Range for over 30 years. You can email them at EnviroShapes@gmail.com or call or text them at 303-775-7926. That's 303-775-7926. EnviroShapes does every job like it's their own home.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. Think yes.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Going forward, every day, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. On Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. And the podcast for these programs, my programs, and for the programs of the other hosts on the weekend and during the week, and also the streaming of all programs is on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section for the programs that interest you. Also, for those that are traveling through the area, AM radio, 1360khnc, you can get it on your smartphone, and you can listen internationally. Again, everything is streamed hour by hour. So you get so much different talk radio controversial talk radio on this station. So I just invite everybody to continue to stay tuned in. Now, going back to the wake-up call, Germany is unhappy. France is unhappy. NATO, as I discussed yesterday, is basically obsolete. The European nations, Germany and France and some of the other European nations now are basically saying that they want to disassociate themselves from NATO because they pay top dollar for nothing. They want to start a EU military, a military force that would be European nations, Western European nations. And that's a possibility. The problem is, presently, even in Europe, the Europeans are tired of American policies that interfere with their nations, that, in a sense, are oppressive financially. They have to bend to American wishes because America does support NATO and does support these nations through trade, which brings me to another article. Donald Trump, during his presidency, he told that the Mexican government and the Canadian government, there's no sense in buying all of the goods from the company store. He encouraged the nations in Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, he encouraged these nations to begin to do the manufacturing on their shores, not depend on China. Most of them didn't listen. But Trump's policy was to go ahead and put together this allegiance, I forgot the name of it, I'll find it here in a second, with the United States, with Mexico, and with Canada. It's called the CAMEX-UA American Trade Agreement. Well, guess what happens out of the wild blue? This is Boris Johnson. He calls Joe Biden a living deity to begin with. We'll get to that in just a second. I want to get to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal. It's called the FTA. It's called the USMCA, U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement. The U.K. reportedly mulls joining U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal as the FTA with America. Their trade agreement is stalling. The U.K., the United Kingdom, considering joining free trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Why? Because they need manufactured goods. They need food. Ministers are believed to be mulling the option along with a possible series of smaller sectoral deals with America on separate issues as an alternate to the U.S.-UK Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Joe Biden does not seem eager to pursue a standalone trade deal, so sources are hopeful that expanding already existing agreements like the one between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, known as the USMCA, might prove more successful. This agreement, in July of last year, it replaced the renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement that was put together under Bill Clinton and works much better for North America. There are different ways to do this. The question is whether the United States administration is ready. The ball is in their court, and it takes two to tango. So, on Tuesday, ahead of the Oval Office sit-down with Boris Johnson, where basically at some point Boris Johnson calls Joe Biden the, what did he call him? He called him a deity. A deity, okay. Ahead of this Oval Office sit-down, Boris Johnson, after the meeting of the first General Assembly, appeared to downplay hopes for a swift FTA with Britain. We're going to talk a little bit about it today. We're going to have to work that through. Johnson, what he wants to do is he wants to work with America, Canada, and Mexico on trade deals between the three nations. And why wouldn't Britain want to do that? Because it's in Britain's best interest. They don't want a separate agreement. They want to just join. Well, who put that agreement together? Donald Trump. And this working with Canada to the north, Mexico to the south, has been a great, blessing for the United States and for Mexico and for Canada. Depending on the resources of our three nations and not having to look to the company store to get everything. Now, Boris Johnson called Joe Biden a living deity. One thing Joe Biden is known for, apart from his consistent gaffes and spelling mistakes, is his love for trains. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson seemed to have played upon this passion during their bilateral meeting on Tuesday when he called Biden a living deity on Amtrak. Biden and Johnson were just in the middle of their conversation about the cooperation in Afghanistan and in the Indo-Pacific when the United States president decided to thank his partner for making his way to the Capitol following a UN General Assembly meeting in New York on Amtrak. We'll go forward with that when we get right back, when we're back. So hold on, we'll be back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
They do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah. Yeah. Then it's all.
Well, America and the UK have stabbed France in the back, the backstabbers. That's what they do. We'll talk a little bit about multipolarism, the multipolar direction that the nations want to go, and the bipolar, It's a good word, bipolar. America's kind of bipolar. The world hegemic objectives of the United States of America. And the conflict is the nations that don't want to go along with our objectives are going to face troubles in the near future. They're already facing troubles presently. Now, I'm going to go back and finish this with Joe Biden being a living deity. So, on the trip back from New York to Washington on the Amtrak, Boris Johnson, you know, the president talks to Boris Johnson about that trip. And Biden and Johnson were just in the middle of their conversation about cooperation in Afghanistan and the Indo-Pacific when the U.S. president decided to thank his partner for making his way to the Capitol following the U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York. And Joe Biden states, "I just want you to know, Boris, you came down on Amtrak, is that right?" And Biden clarified, and Johnson confirmed that indeed he did board a train in New York's Penn Station to travel to Washington, D.C. And then he states, quote, to Joe Biden, "And you are a living deity on Amtrak, I can tell you," the U.K. Prime Minister replied. And then Joe goes on to share a story about how he was once approached by a New Jersey conductor who told him that the then vice president had overall traveled on Amtrak over 2 million miles throughout his political career. And then later, fact checkers come back and state that Biden's legendary story about his conversation with the ordinary Amtrak conductor, which he repeated numerous times, had been previously scrutinized by the fact checkers as the president kept changing details and peculiarities around the alleged exchange. He used to say that the main star of the story was conductor Angelo Negri, who approached Biden in his fourth or fifth year of the vice presidency around 2013 or 2014. And the conductor apparently told Biden that he'd read in the articles that the then vice president had traveled over 1 million miles on Air Force One, which Negri said, "That's nothing compared to the miles you racked up on Amtrak, 1,500,000 miles," according to Biden's recollection. But then eventually, as the story goes on, it is basically untrue. The facts prove otherwise. Now, America's world hegemony. Let's go to an article out of ZeroHedge.com. I'm bringing these all to you, trying to paint a quick picture of what's happening internationally, what's happening in the Pacific, Indo-Pacific, the regions off of China's shores, what China's doing with going to do with her Asian sisters, what's happening in Europe right now. It seems like all these fracases are taking place everywhere up in the Caspian Sea or the Black Sea. We are trying to get Russia to respond to the British and the NATO forces in the Black Sea. Then you have what's happening in the nations of China and the Western nations trying to get a hold of the wealth of Central Asia. Then you have a coming war. Air Force Secretary says his priorities are China, China, China. Zero Hedge yesterday. But on Monday, President Biden's new Air Force Secretary, Frank Kendall, made it crystal clear that China is his main focus during a speech at the Air Force Association's Air, Space, and Cyber Conference. According to an Air Force press release, Kendall mentioned China 27 times in his remarks compared to a single mention of Russia. Quoting, "So what are my intentions now that I have this job?" At a breakfast on Capitol Hill, shortly after I was sworn in, I was asked by Senator John Tester, what my priorities were. My answer was that I had three priorities, China, 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 Kendall said, end of quote. Kendall, who assumed office on August 28th, said China is a threat to Washington's global military dominance. Now, quoting, "While America is still the dominant military power on the planet today, we are being more effectively challenged militarily than at any time being challenged militarily now more than at any time in our history." It was funny how this was written. To counter China, Kendall wants to focus on military modernization. Now, with this thought, military modernization, this means more military spending. One thing about Japan helping Vietnam. Japan is helping Vietnam to increase trade so that she has more finances for military weapons. This is what's happening in the direction the world is going, militarizing. We'll be right back.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
As we finish out today's program, I wanted to thank the people that are sending help for this program, for the Present Truth program, the people that are sending in financial help to keep me on the air. And to make things simple, I should have done this at the beginning and I didn't. But what I'm going to do is, If you want to support the Present Truth program, again, please, if you want to write the station, that's KHNC, and that's P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Again, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, 80534. And on your check or in on the make a note that the what you're sending is specifically for the 2 to 3 hour program. I do have the ministry, and people support me there, and I don't want to mix things up, and I want to keep things separate because I want to help the station. They're helping me, and because this hour that I'm on is an expensive hour, but Joe and Jason have given me the opportunity to use this, and which it's helping them, it's helping me, because it's giving me opportunity to do more airtime. But at the same time, if you do want to support me for this Present Truth program, again, during the week, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, please, on your support, just make a note that it is for the Present Truth program during the week. This way, keep things separate. It helps them. It just keeps things from getting... Things can get confusing. And we don't want that. We have... These guys have enough going on. So, if you would do that, and thank you so much for those that are already helping to support this hour. Now, to finish out quickly, America is making it known that that China is the number one threat to American world hegemony. Secondly, it is China. Thirdly, it are the nations in the Middle East that will not go along with the policies of the U.S. in those nations, in Turkey, in the EU now, there are nations that are beginning to voice their objectives to America's plans to do different things like send submarines to Australia rather than to allow the French to keep their agreement with Australia. It's a kind of a problem. But America and this administration and the deep state that controls this nation is going to do what it has planned to do from the time of the writing of the PNAC, Project for a New American Century. There are three other books that were written, one of which was a book written by Hillary Clinton. These books make it very clear what these globalists intend to do. Hillary Clinton's was something like America's World Dominance. I have the book name, but I left it at home. So, for this week, Rick Rodriguez. Have a wonderful weekend. Join me on Sunday, 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Program. God bless this audience. Talk to you soon. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort